Hi, welcome to our brand new Ghost Hunt Workshop. My name is Jackie Newcomb and I'm a paranormal experiences expert and columnist. I'm also a multi-award winning author of many books with paranormal themes and have appeared on several Ghost Hunt TV shows.
And hello, I'm Barry John, an award-winning TV medium, paranormal investigator and columnist. I've been organising and running Ghost Hunts now for 10 years, and together, Jackie and I are going to give you an insight into some of the do's and don'ts, which will help you on your journey to becoming a professional ghost hunter.
So what is ghost hunting? The activity of searching for the spirits of the dead, wandering around a haunted old building? It's become a bit of a passion for people all over the UK. Whether you are a beginner or someone with a little more experience, we hope our ideas and suggestions will help you on your own search for proof of an afterlife.
As with any event, we need to establish what we first want to look for. What do we want to achieve by going ghost hunting? Before you start, you'll find it helpful to understand the difference between ghosts and spirits. A ghost is like a video recording. It's an imprint, or it's built into the building's fabrics. It has no ability to communicate. A spirit is a conscious soul, which has knowledge. It will also be able to give you information and communicate with you. Of course, on the Ghost Hunt, we want to be able to communicate with the spirits and obtain provable and recordable information which can be traced.
Although ghost hunts are exciting things to do, it's not good enough to just set off to a haunted location of your choice and start wandering around alone in the dark. There are many health and safety issues which need to be taken into consideration. You do have to plan first. I want you to stop the recording here and go and get yourself a notepad and a pen so that you can make a few notes in preparation for your own ghost hunt. Okay, are you ready?
If you're running a public ghost hunt, you need to consider how to market your event and sell your tickets, as well as book your location. You might want to look at promoting your event on a website, for example, or you could also consider using local magazines and newspaper advertising. Sometimes advertising in the chosen event location can help to pull in guests too. If you are selling your tickets, consider how people will pay for them, and how will you let them know that they have a ticket for your event? The internet comes in very useful here, and you will need to research this fully.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?